Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we're traveling in time.
We are? So what time is it right now? Are we in the future or what? In the past.
We're in the future. We're 10 seconds in the future from when we started the program.
That's not exciting.
No, it's true. Normal time travel isn't very exciting because, of course, time just goes by and it's kind of boring. But imagine if you had a time machine and you could choose where to go in time, to the future, to the past, to other worlds.
Other worlds. That's kind of like Back to the Future,
right? Yeah, that's right. Back to the Future.
Or Doraemon.
Does he travel in time?
He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good point because time travel has always been very interesting to writers and movie makers and people like that. And actually today we're looking at one of the original time travel science fiction stories, The Time Machine. So please join us when we come back. In the future.
Reading. The Time Machine.
A scientist who lives in 19th century England believes it is possible to move through time. So he creates a time machine to test his theory. As soon as he finishes the machine, he gets inside it, sets the controls for the future, and hurtles through time. When the machine stops, he ends up in the year 802,701 AD. The earth is so lush that it feels like one giant garden. Soon enough, he's greeted by humans who call themselves the Eloi. Luckily, they are peaceful and somewhat small people. The time traveler sees that their lives are very secure, so they have become childish and weak. When he goes back to find his machine, he's shocked to discover it has vanished. He looks around and notices a trail that leads to a small building nearby. The time traveler approaches the building and tries to open its doors, but can't. He begins to worry he will never return home.
Okay, here we are. We're in the future. Ooh, look at all the flying cars. And
aliens.
And I have a computer on my watch. Wait, I already kind of have a computer. We live in the future. Okay,
right.
Well, let's look at the future from the point of view of our writer, H.G. Wells. That's the guy who wrote this famous story. He also wrote The War of the Worlds, which they turned into that big action movie with Tom Cruise. Remember with the Martians and Steven Spielberg? Anyway, he's a famous writer, H.G. Wells, The Time Machine. So let's find out about this story. It begins. A scientist who lives in 19th century England believes it is possible to move through time.
Mm.
Very interesting. So this is a story that was set in 19th century England. So that's the 1800s, about 150 years ago. And this scientist, of course, this is just in the story. It's not a real person.
Right.
But in the story, he believes it is possible to move or travel through time.
Okay. 所以呢,今天我们要看到的故事呢,原来是在 19th century, 也就是19世纪哦。那在那个时候呢,一名英国的科学家,他相信啊,穿越时空是有可能的哦。那其中呢,我们有看到科学家的英文,大家刚刚有没有注意到,就是 scientist。 那当然哦,这个科学我们通常可以用 science来表示哦。而穿越时空要怎么说呢?你可以用 move through time. 那今天的主题我们要讲到的呢,就是 time machine. 接下来呢,这个Mike就会解释到这个部分。
So, he creates a time machine to test his theory. Okay, yeah, he's a scientist, and a lot of scientists have theories. A theory is basically an idea that a scientist has that they haven't proven yet. It's just an idea. They haven't done the tests and all the different things they have to do. to see if this idea, this theory, is actually true. A lot of people know that, you know, before Christopher Columbus and Ferdinand Magellan actually sailed around the world from one place all the way around back to the place they started, the theory that the Earth was round was only that, a theory. No one had actually done it yet. So scientists work with theories a lot, and of course if they're successful, then they can prove their theory, and it becomes a fact. A fact, F-A-C-T, is a truth. A theory is just an idea. For example, some scientists have a theory that typhoons can cause earthquakes.
Okay, interesting. Okay, 那当然咯，其实相信当然就是不够咯，就是说哇，这个可以穿越时空，当然呢就要实际来测试一番，对不对？那所以呢，这个科学家他就创造了时光机，就是 time machine, okay, to test his theory. 这里的 test 呢就有着测试这样的意思，是当作动词来用。而理论呢，我们来学一下，就是 theory.Theory, T-H-E-O-R-Y. 当然 theory 也有着原理这样的意思啦。不过理论归理论，其实呢它通常是还没有被证实为 fact, F-A-C-T, 刚刚 Mike 有提到就是事实这样子的意思啦。So what happens next?
Well, as soon as he finishes the machine, he gets inside it, sets the controls for the future, and hurtles through time.
Wow.
Oh, very cool. So he actually makes the time machine and hurtles through time. To hurtle is to travel very quickly or to move very fast, like you're running or driving really fast. So you're going very quickly.How about this phrase, as soon as?
As soon as, 其实就有着一怎么样就怎么样，你也可以用 the moment that, OK? 它通常呢，它是当作连接词来用哦。我刚刚有提到呢，就是一怎么样就怎么样，所以它是引导时间副词的子句。所以呢，刚刚的课文是说 ,as soon as he finishes the machine, 当他一完成时光机器呢，就怎么样哦 ,he gets inside it, 他就进到机器内，把这个装置的设定前往未来，并且穿越时空。这里的 hurdle 就是很快速穿越这样子的意思哦。那 as soon as 是我们的 shortcut for you, 那我们来看一下 as soon as 要怎么用哦。
Shortcut for you.
I think this movie will be fun. When does it start?
In 30 minutes. I need to finish eating my dinner before going to the theater.
Come on, hurry up. We're going to be late.
As soon as I finish eating this, then we can go.
You're not going to be done soon. You're too slow.
Oops.As soon as means at the moment that something happens.
I get it. As soon as means 一旦一怎么样就怎么样。Okay then, we'll leave as soon as you finish your dinner, right?
Well, as soon as I pay for dinner, we can go.
Look, you're done eating. Let's go.
Hold on. As soon as I wash my hands, then we can go.
Okay, well it says when the machine stops, he ends up in the year 802,701 AD. Wow, that's a long way
right.
in the future from now. That's 800,000 years in the future. When we see AD, we know we're talking about the years that we live in now. If we go back before, Jesus was born, that would
right.
be BC. So,
uh-huh.
you know, if you're studying ancient Greece or the first emperors of China, that would be BC, but anything after the year zero, like World War II or Christopher Columbus or things like that, would all be AD. AD. It stands for Anno Domini.
That sounds...Like Latin,
It
right?
It is, exactly.
Okay, 所以呢，当这个机器停下来的时候呢，哇吼，它竟然意外到达了，哇，这个好，个十百千万十万，哇，就是西元802701年，哇、wow, 好远哦，就是 OK， 反正到了很久很久之后的未来 ，OK。那当我们常常会看到呢，就是如果在讲年份的时候，我们看到后面有 AD 的时候呢，其实刚刚 Mike 有提到，它就是 Anno Domini 的缩写，其实就是拉丁文啦，就是西元几年这样子的意思。那有时候我们在看圣经的时候，我们就也会看到一个年份，然后再接 BC， 这个 BC 呢，其实就是西元前的几年这样子的意思啦。
Okay, in the future, it says, the earth is so lush that it feels like one giant garden. Okay, lots of plants, trees, flowers. That's the kind of thing you find in a garden. And a really good garden will be lush. Something lush, basically it means things grow there very easily. All right, so if there's a lot of rain, a lot of sun, you'll have a lush garden. If there's no rain and it's very dry, well, of course, then it won't be lush. But a lush garden is a very healthy, growing, green garden. We can also talk about someone having lush hair, right? If their hair is very bouncy and they have lots of hair, it could be described as lush. It means it's healthy and it grows easily.
I think you're describing my hair.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Okay. 所以呢，哇，来到这个很久很久以后的未来呢，到底长什么样子呢？我们来看一下哦。可能是这样形容，他说当时的地球，这里我们看到 the earth， 注意哦，地球呢，我们前面都要加冠词，然后呢 earth 的 e 是大写的哦。所以当时的地球，它的草木是怎么样？哇，非常的茂盛。当我们用 lush 这个字，通常是用来形容丰富的很多的这样的意思，所以那时候草木是很茂盛的哦。那感觉起来就像是一个哇，怎么样 ？One giant garden， 就是一个非常巨大的花园。
Soon enough, he's greeted by humans who call themselves the Eloi. Okay, so to greet someone basically is to welcome someone. If someone comes to your house, you'll open the door and say, hey, come on in, welcome, how are you? You're greeting that person. You're saying things to make them feel welcome, and you're also acting in a way. You know, you might hold your arm out or say, come in, can I get you a drink? Or sit down, take a rest. It means you're being a good host. You're welcoming people and saying hello when you greet them. For example, Mary greeted her guests at the front door.
OK, 我们接下来就看到呢，哦，他来到这边，那就看到什么？就是一群自称Eloi 的人类就前来打招呼啦。这里呢，我们来看到打招呼啦，或是问候，甚至是迎接呢，我们除了可以用，一般大家可能比较熟悉的就是 welcome 嘛。不过课文，我们刚才看到另外一个字也有同样的意思，就是 greet，greet，G-R-E-E-T。For example, you could say, she greeted him with open arms.
That's a nice way to greet someone. And it seems the Eloi greeted our scientist in a friendly way. It said, luckily, they are peaceful and somewhat small people. Okay, so they're very kind and gentle people. They're peaceful and somewhat small. Somewhat is sort of kind of, a little bit.
OK, 所以好在呢，哦，他一开始来这个那时候的地球呢，他不是遇到很恐怖的妖魔鬼怪或是一些外星人，他是看到非常呢peaceful， 就是个性和善啦，还有 somewhat small people。这里我们看到 somewhat 这个字，就是一点点怎么样，跟刚刚 Mike 说的 kind of 的意思差不多，所以是个子有点娇小的一些人。
The time traveler sees that their lives are very secure, so they have become childish and weak. Okay, their lives are secure. That's kind of like very safe, very easy lives, right? There's not a lot of danger around them. So because of that, they have become childish and weak. Weak, of course, is not strong. Okay, like a big, a strong athlete could be a very strong person, and a little baby could be weak. It's not very strong. And childish is, well, like a child in the way that children behave and think and act and do things could be described as childish. For example, it was very childish of the man to get angry when the waiter spilled his soup. It was just an accident. He didn't have to cry and throw his glass and, you know, yell for his mommy.
Wow, how childish.
Very childish.
OK, 说不这里来形容这个、穿越时空的人为 time traveler, 就是时光旅人。他发现啊，这些 Eloy 的人呢，他们的生活非常的怎么样 ?secure。secure 在这里我们可以翻译为安逸的。其实 secure 一般有安全的啦，或者是无虑的这样的意思，甚至还有可靠的意思哦。那以至于呢，因为他们非常的安逸，就变得越来越怎么样 ?childish, 就是孩子气啦。当然还有比较 weak, 比较软弱。那 childish 呢，其实有孩子般的意思。比方说，如果有的人他长得就是娃娃脸，然后像小朋友这样的脸，你就可以说 she has a childish face。但一般而言，有时候我们可能指一个人行为很幼稚啦，我们就可能会称他为 he's very childish。这里就有一点点可能就是负面的意思。那他相等于 immature, immature, 就是不成熟的这样的意思。
When he goes back to find his machine, he's shocked to discover it has vanished. Oh no, so he can't find his time machine, it's vanished. If something vanishes, it disappears. You can't see it anymore because maybe it's not there, or maybe there's magic at work or something like that, but basically you can't see it anymore. For example, the moon vanished behind the clouds. The moon vanished behind the clouds. We know the moon is still there, but we just can't see it, and it happened very quickly. It vanished.
哇、wow, 惨了惨了，当他回去寻找他时光机的时候，他很惊讶的发现怎么样，机器竟然 vanished, 就是消失了这样的意思哦。其实另外一个字 disappear, D-I-S-A-P-P-E-A-R, 也跟 vanish, V-A-N-I-S-H, 都有消失这样的意思哦。
He looks around and notices a trail that leads to a small building nearby. A trail is like a path, that's a very simple road, like you might find in the woods. For example, we followed a trail between the trees into the woods.
Okay, trail 呢就有着小道的意思，所以呢他四处张望，发现地上有一个痕迹通往附近的一个小建筑物哦。The time traveler approaches the building and tries to open its doors, but can't. He begins to worry he will never return home.
Oh no, to approach something is to go near to it, by walking, by driving, whatever, but as long as you're going nearer and nearer to something, you are approaching it.For example, the dog approached the sleeping cat very slowly. He didn't want to wake up the cat as he went near or approached the cat. And we're approaching the end of our article for today, but don't worry, we'll be back with our chat question in the future.
For you chat.
Mike, I'm wondering, if you could travel in time, what time period would you go to?
Oh my,
why?
Gosh, that is a hard, hard question. I'm really interested in history, so I'd probably go back in time. I always thought seeing ancient Rome would be really cool, you know, going to a gladiator battle, walking around the, you know, the greatest city in the world. Well, I wouldn't go into the gladiator. I would just buy a ticket to watch the gladiators. Ooh. But I always thought, you know, visiting an ancient, you know, huge, famous city like Rome or something like that would be really cool. What about you? If you could travel in time, where would you go?
I wouldn't want to go to the future.
No, that'd be kind of scary. You don't know what will happen.
No, it might be fun. And
it could be.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. And maybe I could play with all the great technology gadgets.
That's true, like the iPod 400.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You guys have a chat about this question.Where would you go if you could travel in time? What time period would you go to? Why?
The Time Machine.
A scientist who lives in 19th century England believes it is possible to move through time. So, he creates a time machine to test his theory. As soon as he finishes the machine, he gets inside it.Sets the controls for the future and hurdles through time. When the machine stops, he ends up in the year 802,701 AD. The earth is so lush that it feels like one giant garden. Soon enough, he's greeted by humans who call themselves the Eloy. Luckily, they're peaceful and somewhat small people. The time traveler sees that their lives are very secure.So they have become childish and weak. When he goes back to find his machine, he's shocked to discover it has vanished. He looks around and notices a trail that leads to a small building nearby. The time traveler approaches the building and tries to open its doors, but can't. He begins to worry he will never return home.
Vocabulary Review. Theory. Scientists have a few theories about how the dinosaurs all died. Greet. The owner of the house greeted his guests when they arrived at the door. Childish. Even though Amy is an adult, she still speaks with a childish voice. Vanish. A UFO appeared in the sky and then suddenly vanished. Trail. If you walk up this trail, you will reach the top of the mountain. Approach. The wolf approached the deer quietly and waited for the right time to attack.